Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to the Wise Men Say Reaction Show. You are joining me, Eleanor, and Mr. Michael Loft following a lovely 1-0 loss to a absolutely rubbish, I'm trying to find a word to use there, Millwall side. Hello, Michael. How are we?
Yeah, you might as well have sworn because it's going to be explicit because I'm not going to make through this without slipping up at least once, but... Very relaxing start, actually. I've not seen Sunderland score at home in the flesh since the 10th of February. Because I wasn't at the Swansea game. And then I left at 4-0 against Blackburn. So, great, really.
So, what you're saying is actually it's your fault. If yeah. you would just, like, because you left at Blackburn, and granted it was 4-0, but we did score yeah. after you left. So, actually, if you could vacate the ground slightly earlier from now on, that'd be very helpful. But, I mean, it's one of those games where... They were terrible. You can see why today is what saves them from relegation. We were the better team, I think, but we weren't good and we never looked like scoring. And the ref, I'm just going to get this out of the way. Yes, please. I'm just going to get this out of the way. He was terrible. And like, there was just not a single kind of... Actually, no, I'm not going to say single, but if you look at the collective... kind of teams that were on that pitch, the refereeing team, Sunderland and Millwall, it was just an absolute load of dross, wasn't it? There was no... It wasn't... As people say, it's not a good game for a neutral, is it?
It wasn't a good game for either of the two teams involved. Like, no, it was just diabolical. If ever a game deserved to finish 0-0, it was that. And it's just so indicative of how bad we played that Millwall came for a draw and won through an own goal. Like, if that was a thing, it was either going to be like a ridiculous bit of Jack Clark quality or like an absolute blunder like that that won the game for either side. I think the day confirmed kind of what we've always said about Mike Dodds in that away against Leeds and away against West Brom, like, clearly, like, he's got something about him as a coach. He can set a team up tactically with a five at the back and stuff, but that's okay when your backs are going to be against the wall and you're not going to have much possession and we have a good defensive shape, but that's about it. And then when you're at home and you're expecting to take a game of the opposition, like, since Dodds came in, we've barely scored a goal at home, and it's just not good enough, really. And that's the difference between a coach and a manager for me. Even like, I know, like, we use a head coach title, but Tony Mowbray is very much a manager, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not just saying like Mowbray is like the best thing ever or anything like that, but I'm just saying like a competent manager in home games against the likes of Swansea, in home games against the likes of Millwall, can take the game that can set us up to attack and be effective. Like, as much as I hate Michael Beale, like, again, back home games, Stoke and Plymouth have scored 6 goals across the 2 games. And we've just never looked like replicating anything like that since Mike Dodds came in. And it's just, as I say, it's just such a malaise till the end of the season. Like, your hardcore supporters are getting switched off, and it's just a very depressing way, really, isn't it, the end?
Yeah, it's frustrating to turn up and see kind of what you expect to see. I mean, I don't know that everyone was kind of shocked that Neil wasn't in the squad today, because I know there'd been rumours yeah. circulating, hadn't there? And people were talking about the fact that he was injured. But I know that, personally, when I saw he was injured, I thought, right, we're not winning this today, because he's one of those kind of key players. Yeah. And the midfield didn't fall apart without him,
no.
But you could tell we were missing him. And
we had no attacking impetus whatsoever in the midfield. I mean, obviously, people are going to come back, and quite rightly, to be fair, say, well, we've not scored in 3 of our last 4 home games, and Dan Neil's been in the midfield for 3 of those games, which is a fair comment. Equally, against Bristol City, at least we created quite a lot of chances. And although it wasn't the greatest spectacle, we should have won that game. We had more than enough chances.
But, we were the better footballing team as well.
Completely.
They were...
Yeah,
that's the only thing I can think.
And that's it. Like, I mean, today, as you say, Millwall stumped the place out. Like, their manager, like Neil Harris, he's just a horrible bastard. There we go, there's the explicit. He just really is. He's just horrible man. And like the way that like multiple Millwall players just hitting the deck in really comical fashion
at the same time. Yeah. Like, it was just, it was pathetic.
Yeah, it was, and it's just horrible, isn't it? And like, when your team's playing badly anyway, and then it's just compounded by how just horrible they were, basically, it's just not a good combination. But to be fair, like, at least in previous times when we've played opposition like that, we've took the game to them, we've looked a much more likely side, and yeah, you might lose a goal, no goal can happen, whatever. Dan Ballard's had an unbelievable season, but...
Did because I think Sky gave it to Watmore.
Did they?
Because I think it might have been on top. It came through. So you know how you like have Sky Sports scores? Yeah. It came through on my watch as Duncan Watmore. I don't know. I haven't checked. So I don't know whether it's been revised yet. I haven't seen it back and I've got no clue what happened.
It completely looked like an own goal to me. That's all I'm going to say. But
oh, you've got tension on the Wise Men Say podcast here. We're actually gonna have a fight a la Dan Ballard, who decided that he was just gonna go in for an absolute scrap today.
That's
the thing. I think it's the only time. Well, actually, no. It was the first time in the game where I was stood up, like out of my seat. Second time in the game was that lovely face plant from Patterson when he almost scored. But I mean, it's one of those things, isn't it? We said at least after Leeds we were buzzing and we were able to like chat and laugh.
We've had like 10 pints or whatever.
Exactly, that is true. A very uneventful night. But it was one of those things where you were like, at least you had some kind of like buzz coming out of the ground. This is just, it's boring, it's annoying, and we played better football, but not once did I think, oh, we might score. There was a point where Barr put the ball back in that second half to where a striker should be, and there was no striker. And genuinely, my dad, and I'm going to give him credit for this, I was going to steal it, but my dad shouted at him, Barr, there hasn't been a man there for 18 months. And he's right. And today was just the cherry on top of that no-striker cake, wasn't it?
Yeah. But again, though, we've made 5 substitutions today in a team and in a game where like we can't score a goal at home and we've not put a striker on. And I'm not necessarily even saying that's the wrong thing, but Christ, how indicative is that of how bad that like our centre forward situation is? We've got something. Burstow and Hemeira on the bench,
Jesus.
And we made 5 subs, and we didn't bring either of them on, and that just says it all about like how little they're rated at the club, you know. And it's just, as I say, I'm really struggling to kind of put into words, because really in a game like that, there's not that much you can analyse, there's not that much you can say. Obviously, to be like partially positive, at least I think Chris Rigg looked really good in the first half.
Yeah.
He looked really lively, and I think a player like who's only 16, he just absolutely exudes confidence, and he's such a natural player. Like when he got the ball.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
In the midfield today, like, used his body really well, and then he played that lovely little ball in for Jack Clark, and we probably should have maybe scored from that chance. So again, it was good to see him, and I agree with what you were saying before we came on, saying like he was probably unlucky to be taken off today, particularly when Ekwa stayed on the pitch for the whole 90 minutes. But yeah, it just is one of them. Again, it is just meandering over the end of the season when hopefully there can be a reset. But the thing is, though, what I think we need to be careful of that of just saying, oh, yeah, I've written the season off ages ago.
Plod on.
But when you go up for match, right, you still live it on a Saturday. You still get up on the morning, oh, match today, you know, get out, see your mates, have a few pints. Hopefully the match is something to look forward to. And when you go on week after week and you've got nothing to get behind and nothing to cling on to, it does get very soul destroying. So yes, I understand that, like, yeah, like in a few years' time, I'm not going to remember any of these games probably. But equally, it's like in the here and now, we need something to give us a little bit of a lift, and we just haven't had it at all. I mean, I think Plymouth at home, that's probably the last time we played well at home, and it's mental. It's absolutely insane to say that, but like, I'm just thinking like, Dodd, so the Swansea game when he came in, we got beat, just countless 0-0 draws, a 5-1 hammering against Blackburn. Yeah, it's all very well going away from home and putting in a solid defensive display and nicking a win and getting points, but is that now like 2 wins in 12 or 13 now? It's just like a malaise doesn't even cover it, like plodding on doesn't cover it. We've just like the ship's completely sunk, and yeah, it's just minging in it. Like,
it's sad because I don't know about you, but when I watched that the most recent season of Sunderland Till I Die, I sat there and I watched lads who cared, who had each other's back, who absolutely loved playing for the club, who wanted to do everything for it, who were really, really pushing themselves on. And I am not saying that these lads aren't there, won't get there, but right now, I personally, and this is entirely my opinion, and if you don't feel like this, fine, but I do not feel the same connection to this team that I did to the team I saw in the playoffs last season, that I did to the team that I saw in League One. Even when we had those terrible years in League One, I felt more of a connection to those lads than I do right now. And yeah, it's, and I'm not saying it's a lack of effort. And it might just be that the season's dead and we've got nothing to play for, and therefore is my heart in this season as much as it was when we were down at Preston last season and begging for those kind of goal difference to go our way. But there's just, I mean, you want to just have a safe season. It's nice as a Sunderland fan to finally have a safe season where you're not stressing after, what is it, like 6-7 years where we've been constantly like pushing either for promotion or for relegation. But it feels like something's missing at the moment, and you've just got to hope and pray that this doesn't go into the beginning of next season. It's difficult. It's hard to put into words, but it's that weird, like, sad feeling. Like,
I've said it before, like, the summer is just absolutely crucial in kind of the direction that the club goes in, because, like I say, like, fans won't accept us being a Midland Championship team for very long. I know what you mean about League One. I think what I would say, like, obviously, we all know, like, the Park year was minging to live through, and, like, it was a lot of, like, horrible football, but I agree what you're saying.
He's doing it with Wrexham. I'm kidding. I'm not advocating for Phil Parkinson to be back. I would just like to clarify that.
I think pretty much since Alex Neil came through the door until basically Bale was appointed, I'd argue, I think there was like such a feel-good factor around the club, which we hadn't had for a number of years. And yeah, I agree with you. And I think on the players, like, yeah, I've been very hesitant to lay the blame at their door, because like, they're very young, and like I've said before, we're looking around for lads to try, like children basically, to try and inspire and to try and motivate. And Dan Neil today is one of them lads. He wasn't in the team today, so we're even worse. I mean, as I say, nice to see Evans coming on, whatever. But I think, yes, they're young, but equally, and yes, tactically, I don't think we'll set up right, etc., etc. But there was no, even at 1-0 down, there was no urgency. There was no, like, it was as if like we just simply didn't know like what to do, how to chase a game, and that was worrying, because that should be like a kind of primal basic football instinct. Like, it even got to the point where, like, I don't normally advocate this, but if we were just a bit harem scarum, a bit hoofball, a bit like trying to like mix it up, I think I'd have rather that rather than just kind of like just tepid kind of like football. Like, we're getting the ball in the 4th minute of the time and we're just quite happy, just pass the ball back and forth, and it's just, there was no like sense of urgency. And I think, yes, they're young, and yes, like I don't blame them really a lot for this season, but I think today is a bit of an isolated example where I wanted more from them, I wanted to see more from them, they just didn't deliver.
Was there a bit, because I think it's safe to say the first half was a better for us than the second half was. I don't think we looked likely to score in the first half, but I think that we were playing better football. We looked more on it in the first half. I wonder whether in the second half, you can come in on this, but were they scared of getting booked? Because there was that moment where Ekwa was going in for the ball, and he just completely pulled out of it because he didn't want to raise his foot. And obviously, that's not something they should be. They should still be going in for those challenges. They should still be playing good football. They should still be going for it. But I wonder whether there became a mentality of, no matter what we do, we're going to get called over, we're going to get spoken to. And because the ref lost control of that game today. I mean, the reason the fight happened is pure frustration that Millwall are getting everything. You were watching mirror images. I mean, there was literally points where we'd have a foul committed against us, and about 30 seconds later, the exact same foul would happen there, and they would get a free kick from it. It was absolutely insane. I'm not saying that's why they won today, because I think that goal was a freak accident. I think all of this, but I think that there is something to be said for the demoralising factor of feeling like a ref's against you.
No, it is, and I know what you mean, because maybe subconsciously you're like, right, if I go in with a robust tackle, the referee is going to boot us, whatever, right? But I think my kind of complaint is more about the lack of tempo when we did have the ball. Like, fair enough, you can think to yourself, right, okay, maybe I'm not going to go in as hard because I don't want to get booted or whatever, but I just don't think it was any tempo. Like I say, just a complete lack of urgency. It was like, we accepted we were just going to lose a game. And that's just not on, because one thing I will say, like, the last two games, as much as, like, yeah, we talked about, like, Dodds can set a title defensively or whatever, but the players, like, had to put real graft in the shift in order to, like, come away with the 4 points from them games. So I just feel like it's such a waste, the fact that today we've just been so bad and so poor. But to be fair, I don't know if I've got a great deal more to say on this.
No, I mean, we could talk about the fact that their 4-4-2, sometimes like 5-4-1, was difficult to break down. We could try and find the XG on our phone. We could look at our total shots on target. But I think ultimately we'll leave that to the Dars on Monday, and they can have a go at unpicking this a bit. And then later in the week they can look forward to Watford, which hopefully will be... Watford? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going, so I probably should know where I'm going.
Why draw 0-0? You never know.
Well, wouldn't that be exciting? But yeah, we're gonna go have an uneventful time at the Harbour View. Yes, exactly. So make sure you go check out all our socials. Go over to X, go over to Instagram. We'll try and ask Richard when the Wise Men Say newsletter's coming back, but I don't know whether that's going to be a case of next season. But he's back on Twitter, so you can ask him yourself. Tweet him and ask him when the Wise Men Say newsletter's coming back. But yeah, in the meantime, have a lovely weekend, and thank you for listening.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.